Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Revival is breaking out in the government self-church, the 3C church in China.
The controlled, from the communist
think about
in
America, the American church, you hear people saying, the government's going to control us. Like, well, it's nothing like China. They're breaking down crosses. They're just oppression. You have to meet in churches underground. But in the government-controlled church,
wow,
God is breaking out. They just embrace the Lord. As a matter of fact, take a look. Listen, we have no excuse for not having a revival in America. It's up for us. How much of God do we want? Mm. Look what's happening in China.
Thursday evening in Fujian province, southeast China. Scores of men and women dancing, waving flags, blowing shofars, singing and worshiping God. You might think these images come from a charismatic service in the United States, but they're not. This is communist and officially still atheist China. And what Duan Huai Li says is remarkable about this scene is that it's happening in an officially government-controlled congregation known as Three South Church.
Dramatic changes are happening. God is moving in a powerful way inside these Three South churches.
Duan and his wife have witnessed this move firsthand. Both are evangelists and have for several years crisscrossed the Chinese countryside, documenting the Holy Spirit's move among Three South churches.
The most amazing thing is that the Lord is raising up God-loving people in these churches. So many brothers and sisters who love God deeply and want to serve Him.
Pastor Duan says what is happening today in Beijing and in other parts of China as it relates to the powerful move of God amongst the Three South churches is quite remarkable, taking into consideration where the church has been in the last 30 years. What was it like for the Three South church 30 years ago?
Every sermon that the pastor preached had to be vetted by the government authorities. Young people were never allowed to attend these churches, so you only see old people, mostly women. Preaching about the power of the Holy Spirit was forbidden. You couldn't talk about end times or preach repentance.
Topics on healings, miracles, signs, and wonders were out of the question.
And today you can preach those messages?
Yes, nowadays people have accepted these topics.
Two main types of churches exist in China, registered and unregistered. Registered congregations, also known as Three South churches, are government approved. Unregistered, sometimes called underground or house churches, operate outside government control and for decades faced intense persecution. And with that persecution came tremendous growth. Three South churches, on the other hand, never experienced that kind of explosive growth until now.
Now there speak revivals happening in the Three South churches.
Dr. Zhao Xiao is one of China's foremost experts on Christianity. A former Communist Party member and atheist, Zhao converted after reading the Bible.
What does that revival look like?
If you go to Haidian Church, you find yourself in more than 100-meter line trying to get inside and worship. In Shenzhen, there are usually an average about 500 people being baptized each Sunday.
And you know, 30, 40 years ago, the Chinese government had a law that said, you know, young men and women below the age of 18 could not attend these Three South churches. Is that the case still today?
There's an increasing proportion of them in churches now. More young male believers, professionals, mainstream celebrities, especially in the big cities, that are attending the church, unlike the past when it was mainly the elderly who attended.
Back at the Thursday night meeting in Fujian province, folks have gathered for a four-day event, affectionately called Love Camp.
Love Camp aims to help the believer grow in their faith walk and get closer to God.
Pastor Sun Rengwei leads the camp and says the idea came 12 years ago when he says the Holy Spirit one day showed up while he was preaching at the Three South Church he pastors here.
We were in the middle of the service. Suddenly, everyone at the church felt the Holy Spirit anointing fall. Some couldn't stand straight. Others fell down. Some were dizzy and nauseous. When the worship began, people started crying. After the service, some were being healed. I saw demons being chased away from people's bodies.
Pastor Sun says his church had never experienced anything like it.
We were seeing something unprecedented. We had no theological training in the move of the Holy Spirit. This was completely new for us.
Word quickly spread.
We were one of the first churches to experience this in this area. Soon, leaders from other churches came to us and were eager to receive the Holy Spirit. Later, they also started witnessing the Holy Spirit's move as well.
The church runs two orphanages and two elderly care centers, and twice a year puts on the love camp.
We have four goals in this camp: to evangelize people, strengthen the family, disciple believers, and encourage other Three Self churches to embrace the power of the Holy Spirit.
For Pastor Duan and his wife, this is evidence that God is doing something special in the world's most populous nation.
I was speaking in Shandong, Henan, and Zhejiang recently. Around 8,000 people joined the meeting. Last Christmas, I was speaking at a Three Self church in Yuhuan. I was amazed. There were 12,000 people. 12,000.
They, Dr. Zhao and countless others, say they feel honored to play a part in helping more Chinese turn to Jesus Christ.
The number of Christians in China is growing rapidly. It means Christ is starting to play an active role in China's society. That is good in many ways.
George Thomas, CBN News, China.
This is so exciting. 1.3 billion folks live, estimated, in China. The largest part of the church in general, reports are, it's in China.
Yeah.
And now watching revival break out in China, some of the prophetic words were that, you know, God's going to use what he's doing in China to filter out all the junk that the American church has added to the gospel. Yeah. And because it's obviously, you know, we've Americanized things, is what I mean by that.
Yeah.
You know, we've it has to be done this way. I mean, we're spending $1.3 million per baptized believer in America, according to George Barna.
To me, this just underscores the importance of being able to separate what's happening in the Chinese government from the Christian believers.
It's like God's moving. He moved in the underground church. It's where he moved primarily to this point. And now this is like the government has to check him. We saw what happened in Houston when the mayor was ordering that the
sermons
to be gathered up. And that's, you don't want that, because that's what this would happen, the oppression that's happened over since Mao in China.
Mm-hmm.
But even with that kind of oppression, look what God has done when people persisted and cried out to God. And this is the Three Self church. This is the church that everything was regulated. Even as we speak, they're breaking crosses down off churches at the same time. It's like, but the cross, the building, this outer thing wasn't the church anyway. The church is the people, and now revival is breaking out.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.